Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And I hope you have an empty stomach, because it's time for our monthly cooking show from scratch with Chef Joe Gatto, and I'm already distracted because he is already slicing bread in here. It's fresh bread, and I can smell it because this month we have a classic for you. Let's cue the music.
Don't need a burger, don't need no shake. I'll laugh in your face if you offer me cake. Don't waste my time with your Brussels sprouts. If you make me a steak, I'll just throw it out. I want a grilled cheese, not a BLT. Grilled cheese.
Elmer Fudd, the classic from 2012, assuming it's called grilled cheese, because that's what we're making today. We are making grilled cheese. And what goes with grilled cheese, Joe?
Oh, everything. But yeah. Today we're going to do tomato soup, homemade tomato soup.
Classic grilled cheese and tomato soup. And you brought a taster with you today.
I did. Yes. I brought a special taster today, my daughter Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy, how are you?
Hello.
It's great to see you. Last time you were here tasting, we made ice cream, I believe. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. It's wonderful to have you back.
She's brutally honest. This could be a disaster.
And are you a fan of grilled cheeses?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So let's see. I want to jump right into the cooking. So tell me, we're taking some social here. You'll see some posting of this on social. Robin Lubbock is in here with us taking the social. What ingredients have you brought and how are we going to do this?
Okay. So when we go grilled cheese, right, we're going to go full bore. So I made the bread.
The bread smells amazing.
Right? But
is
not
this
only
like a classic white bread?
This is like a classic sandwich white bread, but I didn't just make the bread. I ground the flour.
Of course you did, because it's from scratch.
Because, you know,
right.
We have to go all the way, and I had to blow your mind here.
It smells so good.
And then we made some homemade butter. So if you smell that.
Oh, my gosh. There's got to be garlic in that,
yep,
and herbs.
And
it's
herbs.
All melted. Oh, my gosh. It smells amazing.
Yeah, so that melted on the way in. We got caught in a little traffic, but that's
good.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Right? And then we have the homemade tomato soup.
Okay.
Sauteed onions, garlic, San Marzano tomatoes all blended together. I use a little milk in mine.
And did you use a blender? Did you actually blend it together? How do you do it?
I did. No, I actually just did it with my feet. No.
I have never made homemade tomato soup.
I use a stick blender.
Okay.
And then I get it nice and smooth, and I strained it a little as well.
Nice.
But I put a little more tomatoes after, so it might be a little chunky style.
And San Marzano.
San Marzano, the best tomatoes.
Very nice.
So, you know, for me, grilled cheese, we have our cheese blend as well over here because...
Now, here's what I want to tell the folks who are listening. I fully expected slices of various kinds of cheese, but what we have here is a rough shred.
Yeah, this is what I prefer. So this is Gouda, two types of cheddar.
This is Gouda be in my mouth.
It's going to be Gouda too, watch. Mm-hmm. So it's creamy,
super
right?
Super sharp and creamy.
Sharp. Right, mm-hmm. So it's going to go perfect when we put it on this bread and get the bread nice and crunchy, buttery.
I can't talk. I'm eating cheese.
So
super sharp cheddar.
Yep.
Gouda. Is it just the two kinds of cheeses?
Yeah. And there's a white cheddar in there
oh
as
my
well.
God, it's very flavorful and a little bit nutty.
Yeah, exactly. Because you want that punch.
Okay.
For me, right? And that's what the kids like too. And I honestly think the star here is this homemade bread.
Okay.
When you're grinding the flour yourself, it really does bring out a lot more flavor, and it's not just kind of a vehicle to carry the cheese. It becomes one of the stars.
Okay.
So I'm going to just take this.
And you're I know some people prefer to have mayonnaise on their bread, Joe, as the crisping device. You're clearly a butter person. Have you ever used mayonnaise?
I am definitely. Yeah, my mom is a mayonnaise person. But, you know, we're going to put her in a home soon anyway, so.
Joe, that's terrible. I will say, I hate mayonnaise with the fire of a thousand suns.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not.
All right, so tell folks what you're doing here.
Now, you can hear that sizzle, right? So that's the butter going to work.
You put the butter on the bread, you put one slice down, and you put a ridiculous amount of the shredded cheese on the bread.
Yeah, you want to go crazy with the cheese because, I mean, it's a grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw that guy on there. I'm going to let it start sizzling. I don't put it at a super high heat.
Why?
I like it to kind of take its time. And the homemade bread's a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually have a press that I bring it home.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, I do
something
that just,
to literally force the bread down into the pan.
Exactly.
And I'm assuming, so the classic problem I have at home, and Cassidy, I don't know if this is true for you or not, but when I make grilled cheese for my kids, which I do a lot, although my kids are now young adults, They don't like the bread too brown, but they want the cheese super melty. How dark do you like your grilled cheeses, Cassidy?
I like them like light brown.
Light brown. So how do you get it light brown, Joe, like get the cheese super melty inside?
Cassidy hangs over my shoulder and just says, now. You know, it's a matter of just taking your time. If you're using super high heat, right, you're going to put yourself in a situation where you have to flip it before the cheese is done. Then things are spilling out. So you take your time. And if you're just starting, right,
we can
always give it a check.
Okay.
Right? So it's almost there.
Yep. It's kind of a little bit darker brown around the edges of the crust with that nice light golden butteriness in the middle.
And you can see the center isn't as golden brown as we want, because the bread's going to curl a little bit, so we want more surface area. So we're going to press it in the center.
This is why you use some kind of press. And you're just using a plastic spatula right now.
I'm just using the spatula to hold it down.
Right.
And you can smell that butter, right?
It smells amazing.
The garlic and the herbs.
What are the herbs?
So that's a little rosemary, thyme, and a little cracked pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, right? If you're making each layer super, super good, when you get that final product, it's going to be ridiculous.
Now, I noticed that you turned the heat up as we went along, Joe.
Now I'm going to turn the heat up because I want to start really crisping it. And I know that cheese is going to start melting fairly soon. And like I said, since it's the homemade bread, right, it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
And I heard there's a little history, too.
Yes. So while we're waiting, we did look up some history. And it turns out, of course, history is always fascinating and fun. But there's a lot of fun history to the grilled cheese, which didn't actually become the grilled cheese really till the middle of the last century. So there were toasted cheese, there were other things, usually a single piece of bread with some cheese on it, and then a few things happened, right? So in the early 1900s, Kraft, like the Kraft company, patents a way to process cheese. That's like a big deal, because later it leads to their ability to produce the Kraft single. But the whole part of processing cheese leads to the ability to preserve the cheese for longer. It becomes more viable for sandwiches.
Right? Nice.
Then in the 1920s in Missouri is the invention of a bread slicer that allows you to create fairly equal slices of bread, which popularizes...
Oh, so it's easy as sliced bread.
Exactly. And then what happens is World War II and a Navy cookbook that creates an American cheese filled... I got to get this right. We actually wrote it down because it was... American cheese filling sandwiches were in the Navy cookbook and became a standard thing that soldiers were served, you know, in World War II. Fast forward,
really?
Kraft comes out with the Kraft single in the early 1950s, and now we get what is actually called the grilled cheese.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gotta say, I don't care what anyone says, I'm a fan of American cheese.
Are you really? Even the Kraft single?
I haven't had Kraft singles for a long time.
Yeah, but good old American cheese.
I like American cheese. It's Jack and Colby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a cool combination. I've actually made individual slices before.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you do that?
It's a long process. That's not something I would do from scratch again.
Well, and let's just remind everybody, we are here in Studio 2 with Chef Joe Gatto, whose specialty is making things from scratch.
Now we're starting
gorgeous.
To get...
Gorgeous. So right? We're making grilled cheese sandwiches with homemade tomato soup. Yes, Joe did actually grind the flour for the bread for this grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
and you've got a shredded combination of Gouda and two types of sharp cheddar that are going in the middle, herbed butter. And Joe's daughter, Cassidy, is here to be the taster. And it looks like we're going to get to the tasting
fairly
soon.
We're going to get to the tasting right now. So you can see, right, that buttery crust, right, nice and brown, that caramelization. We got the gooey cheese in the center.
And it is truly gooey. You must have used more than a half a cup of shredded cheese.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I was trying. I'll jam as much cheese as I can get in there. And then we'll just give it a little slice here.
I almost wish I could have. We're wearing headset mics. It would have been dangerous to put my face down by that sandwich for you to get the sound. But we've got that serrated knife. And you can hear the little crunch sound of the knife going through the toasted bread.
Oh,
fantastic sound.
See that?
So I am not going to take a bite before Cassidy. Let's get Cassidy's bite
all right,
in there.
This is going to be the taste test because she knows, and
she'll tell me. Let's smell it too. What does it smell like, sweetie?
It smells like all the butter and the herbs.
Yep.
And also like all the melted cheese.
Right, very toasty smelling. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, take a bite. Tell me what you think.
Oh, I could hear that crunch.
I can hear that crunch. Right. How does it taste?
like the cheese is so gooey.
Yes.
And like it's so crunchy on the outside and gooey on the inside. Yep. And it tastes amazing.
So Cassidy, and I know that you're a bit of a homer because this is your dad here, but it does look and smell amazing. So Joe,
I'm like tearing up.
I know. Here's what I'm going to do. I can't resist. When I make a grilled cheese, before I bite it, I have to tear a piece off and see if I can get any stretch. Now I pulled all crust there, so I'll take a bite of the crust.
This is next level.
Super crunchy, very buttery. But now when I pull, you can see that cheese kind of pulling in the middle there, right? And spreading out, very gooey. And now I'll take a bite of the cheesy part, too. It's pretty amazing. Bite of the cheesy part.
Right.
And what I'm getting...
It's that crispiness.
It's the sharpness of the cheddar with the crunch of the bread.
Because it's like everything we've been working and doing and cooking, right? That balance, that crunchy, that creamy, right? That's what it's all about. So when making that butter and having that next... level of flavor.
I'll be kneeling on the floor here.
So now, right? Exactly. It should buckle your knees, right?
We're taking
We're taking something that's classic, that's very comforting, and we're turning it into the next level.
Yeah.
Right? Very simple to do. We're not taking, it's not nuts. But here's the homemade tomato soup.
So what does that add? And I say that almost combatively because I don't want anything to disturb my grilled cheese, but it can be a wonderful addition.
It really can. You know, I like what it brings to the table. I was a big fan of it growing up. We always had grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Go ahead.
That was something my mom always made. But, you know, the dip of the grilled cheese.
You dip?
Oh, come on.
Dude, no way. You dip your grilled cheese in the tomato soup?
I'm going to do it right now.
You're dipping. He's actually dipping his grilled cheese. I would never.
Oh, come on.
Seriously? All right, so educate me on why I should want to dip my grilled cheese. I'm never going to do it,
here's
by the way.
Education.
I need to be very clear right now.
Here's
it is
education.
Never going to happen. And in the control room, they're looking at me like I've got seven heads.
I'm going to educate her right now.
I've still got a little I can tear off of here.
You have to dip that in there.
All right, I'll do a tiny dip.
No,
tiny dip.
Get in there.
No. Okay, I've got some tomato soup on my grilled cheese. All right.
Now you're going to experience everything together. This is how it should be.
Oh, yeah, that's really, really good.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Because you get the acidity of the tomato soup.
Exactly.
With the sharpness of the cheese and the smoothness of the butter. Cassie, back me up here. Do we like the grilled cheese dipped in the tomato soup, or do we like them separate?
Monkey.
Like them dipped in.
You like it dipped? Most kids like their food separate. Why do you like it? Take a bite. Go ahead. I'm not going to keep you from able to.
So you can stay in the house tonight.
Why do you like it dipped, sweetie?
Because, like, together, it just makes all the, makes it all go together, and then it, just makes the grilled cheese taste better.
All right, there you go. From the mouths of babes, as they say.
Right?
We're here in Studio 2 with Chef Joe Gatto. Okay, so now, you had said to me, when you told me you wanted to do grilled cheese and tomato soup this time, you talked about wanting to go back to simplicity.
Right.
So let's take on that question now of fancifying the grilled cheese, right? I've been places where you can put bacon and fig jam and apple slices and there's, you know, stretchy cheeses and maybe there's, I don't know, I like Munster, I like because it stretches. My grandmother used to make it with Munster cheese when was a little. So different cheeses, different fillings, adding things on, rye bread instead of white. I want your real personal opinions on
that. My personal opinion is I like the simplicity of this. Taking it, but elevating the ingredients and not adding a ton to it, not adding fig jam or anything like that, making the bread even better, getting your cheese blend right, making your butter, having a homemade soup, taking it to that level that way, to me, is what, it's still homey and reminds me of my mom, but it's just elevated in a sense. And it doesn't have to be, but that's how I like to do it. When you're adding tons of things to it, I just think, and it's not that it's wrong, I just think it becomes something else.
Have you ever had it become something else that you thought was absolutely delicious? Like, you wouldn't call it a grilled cheese anymore, but man, one time I had something called a grilled cheese, and it had these two things in it, and it rocked my world.
We made a Mexican pulled beef one time at the house for tacos, and we had that left over, and I made pulled beef grilled cheese sandwiches on homemade bread. And those were like punch yourself in the face good.
Really tasty.
I mean, they were really good.
Do you remember those, Cassidy?
Yes.
Yes, those were pretty tasty. Yes. Now, would you dip that in a tomato soup?
Probably.
Yeah. You would dip anything.
I would dip
in
my face into tomato soup. Right. Let's be honest.
That's okay. Right. All right. One last question on this.
Yes.
Is there a way to do this vegan? Have you ever found the ingredients where you felt you could do a great vegan grilled
cheese? I'm sure there is. I haven't done it, so I can't speak to it, but I'm sure there is.
Could you use an oil, like an olive-based oil, for example, on the bread to make it crusty?
Yeah, you could get a crisp on that. And if you're making the bread for yourself, you're going to start building in flavors that way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so a vegan cheese, I'm sure there's a way to amp that up a bit, and the homemade tomato soup would still be the same. So by doing it, I'm absolutely sure you can make a rock and roll one.
Have you come across a vegan cheese that has good melting properties?
I don't have any use, you know, I never cook vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not something that my clients call for or any of my classes or anything like that. But I like that challenge. I think that's something that I'd like to explore a bit.
That'd be really cool. And you can hit us up on social out there, you vegans, and let us know what's the vegan cheese that you've come across that's got those great melting properties.
Yeah, at
right?
Chef Joe Gatto and at WBUR.
That's
just
right.
Get in touch with us.
And me on Twitter, let us know, where is that vegan cheese with the great melting properties?
Absolutely.
That we could put into this mix. All right, so listen, Chef Joe Gatto from Scratch, do you know what we're doing next time?
I think we're doing sopes.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
You'll come back for that. Cassidy, thank you for being our taster. Do you want a little more grilled cheese?
No.
No, you're all full for now? Okay, that means I get to eat yours, and I'm fine with that, sweetie.